قال رب اشرح لي صدري.
Moses, peace be upon him, said, Lord, open my breast for me.
ويسر لي أمري.
And ease my task for me.
واحلل عقدة من لساني.
And loosen the knot from my tongue.
يفقه قولي.
So that they may understand my speech.
وجعل لي وزيرا من أهلي.
And appoint for me, from my household, someone who will help me bear my burden.
هارون أخي.
Aaron, peace be upon him, my brother.
أشدد به أزري.
Strengthen me through him.
وأشركه في أمري.
And let him share my task.
كي نسبحك كثيرا.
That we may abundantly extol your glory.
ونذكرك كثيرا.
And may remember you much.
إنك كنت بنا بصيرا.
Verily, you have always watched over us.
قال قد أوتيت سؤلك يا موسى.
He said, Moses, peace be upon him, your petition is granted.
وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى.
We have again bestowed our favor upon you.
إِذْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ مَا يُوحَى.
Recall when we indicated to your mother through inspiration.
أن اقذفيه في التابوت فاقذفيه في اليم فليلقه اليم بالساحل يأخذه عدو لي وعدو له وألقيت عليك محبة مني ولتصنع على عيني.
Put the baby into a chest and then throw him in the river. The river will throw him up on the shore, and then an enemy of mine and an enemy of his will take him. And I spread my love over you in order that you might be reared in my sight.
إِذْ تَمْشِي أُخْتُكَ فَتَقُولُ هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى مَنْ يَكْفُلُهُ فَرَجَعْنَاكَ إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنَ وَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا فَنَجَّيْنَاكَ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَفَتَنَّاكَ فُتُونًا فَلَبِثْتَ سِنِينَ فِي أَهْلِ مَدْيَنَ ثُمَّ جِئْتَ عَلَىٰ قَدَرٍ يَا مُوسَى.
Recall when your sister went along saying, shall I direct you to one who will take charge of him? Thus we brought you back to your mother so that her heart might be gladdened and she might not grieve. Moses, peace be upon him, recall when you slew a person, we delivered you from distress and made you go through several trials. Then you stayed for several years among the people of Midian. And now you have come at the right moment as ordained. Shall I direct you to one who will take charge of him? That is, she was walking along the riverbank, keeping an eye on the chest. Then, when the people from the house of Pharaoh picked up the child and looked for a nurse for it, she went up and told them this.
وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي.
I have chosen you for my service.
اذهب أنت وأخوك بآياتي ولا تنيا في ذكري.
So go forth, both you and your brother, with my signs, and do not slacken in remembering me.
اذهبا إلى فرعون إنه طغى.
Go both of you to Pharaoh, for he has transgressed all bounds.
فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى.
And speak to him gently. Perhaps he may take heed or fear Allah.
قَالَا رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا نَخَافُ أَن يَفْرُطَ عَلَيْنَا أَوْ أَن يَطْغَى.
The two said, Lord, we fear he may commit excesses against us or transgress all bounds. The two said,
It would appear that this incident relates to the time when Moses had already reached Egypt and when Aaron, peace be upon him, had begun to assist him in his mission. Presumably, before proceeding to Pharaoh, both Moses and Aaron, peace be upon them, had made known to God their fears about the evil that might befall them.
قَالَ لَا تَخَافَا إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى
He said, Have no fear, I am with you, hearing and seeing all.
فَأْتِيَاهُ فَقُولَا إِنَّا رَسُولَا رَبِّكَ فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَلَا تُعَذِّبْهُمْ قَدْ جِئْنَاكَ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَّبِّكَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الْهُدَى
So go to him and say, Behold, both of us are the messengers of your Lord. Let the children of Israel go with us, and do not chastise them. We have come to you with a sign from your Lord, and peace shall be for him who follows the true guidance.
Inna qad uhiya ilayna anna al-'adhab 'ala man
It has been revealed to us that chastisement awaits those who called the lie to the truth and turned away from it. Pharaoh said, Moses, peace be upon him, who is the Lord of the two of you? Pharaoh said,
The story resumes from the time the two brothers reached Pharaoh's court.
قال ربنا الذي أعطى كل شيء خلقه ثم هدى
He said, Our Lord is he who gave everything its form and then guided it. Our Lord is he who gave everything its form and then guided it.
All that exists in the world, whatever its shape, is the creation of God alone. Now, God did not simply create each thing on a certain pattern and leave it at that. Rather, He taught each created being how it should function and fulfill that purpose for which it had been created. It is God who gave sight to the eyes and hearing power to the ears and who taught the fish to swim and the birds to fly. In sum, He not only created but also provided guidance to everything in the universe as to how it should function.
قال فما بال القرون الأولى
Pharaoh asked, Then what is the state of the former generations?
Pharaoh here points out that if it is God, as Moses claims, peace be upon him, who has created everything to perfection, and who guides it to perform its assigned role, And if there really is no Lord other than God, then this is also clearly means that the ancestors of yore who had worshipped deities other than God were in error. Were they really in error and deserved God's punishment? Were they all, their venerable ancestors, dumb, stupid people?
قَالَ عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي فِي كِتَابٍ لَا يَضِلُّ رَبِّي وَلَا يَنْسَى
Moses, peace be upon him, said, Its knowledge is with my Lord, recorded in the book. My Lord does not err, nor does he forget.
Pharaoh's intent was probably to arouse the prejudice and hostility of his audience against Moses. Peace be upon him, and through them, the prejudice and hostility of the people at large. Instead, Moses, peace be upon him, replied with the utmost wisdom, saying something which was at once true, but which also frustrated Pharaoh's evil designs. He pointed out that howsoever their ancestors might have behaved, they had completed their terms of life and returned to God. The record of all their acts during their lives was with God, who knew well all that they did, and who was also well aware of the motives behind those acts. It was for God and God alone to judge them. Indeed, He alone has the requisite knowledge to do so.
الذي جعل لكم الأرض مهدا وسلك لكم فيها سبلا وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرجنا به أزواجا من نبات شتى.
He, it is who spread the earth for you, and made in it paths for you, and sent down water from the sky, and then through it we brought forth many species of diverse plants.
He, it would appear that Moses' response concludes with the end of verse 52. The passage which follows, i.e., from verse 53 to verse 55, consists of an admonition.
كُلُوا وَارْعَوْا أَنْعَامَكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِنُّهَا.
So eat yourself and pasture your cattle. Surely there are many signs in this for people of understanding.